Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ivan Meisner back on the show. Ivan is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and the world's guru on networking. He's forgotten more about networking than most of us will ever know. He actually founded BNI, Business Network International. He's been our good friend for a long time. Ivan, welcome back.
Hey, thanks. It's always great to be on the show.
And he's written all the books on networking. Okay, maybe some other people have written some, but they're not important. These are. Ivan, we're glad you're here. Thanks for being part of our day. You know, when we network at home, when we go to chamber mixers or BNI meetings or wherever we go, Rotary meeting or whatever, we network at home. You know, we're kind of in our own environment. We know what we, you know, we kind of have everything kind of organized and we know what we need to do and everything. But when you travel, do you need to take – is there anything that you need to pay extra attention to when you're traveling and you know you're going to be networking?
Yeah, there really is. And I was – I started thinking about that because I had an international magazine ask me, you know, what should business people think about when they're taking business trips? Because, as you know, I travel a lot. I just got back from Hong Kong and from Thailand, my first visit there, both on business. And so, yeah, I came up with a few things for them, starting with some of the somewhat less obvious things, and then I talked about some of the more obvious things. Some of the less obvious things are the tools that you need to network, like have plenty of business cards. There is nothing worse than traveling globally and running out of business cards because you can't, you know, hop in the car and drive to your office and pick up more business cards. I leave extra cards in the trunk of my car, so if I run out, then I go out and get them. But you can't do that when you're traveling, so you got to have plenty and plenty of
business cards everywhere.
Yeah,
I've got every little nook and cranny and everything that I have. There's a business card sticking somewhere in my wallet, and I've got a little card holder in my pocket, and my briefcases. There are cards everywhere.
Yeah, and that's what I say. Tuck extras in your suit pockets, your wallet, your purse, your briefcase, your luggage, et cetera. You know, just wrap them up with a rubber band. And
you'll never say, darn, I have too many business cards. You'll never say that, folks.
You got that right. One of the other things I recommend is a name badge, a custom-made name badge. You know, so if you're going to, like, a mixer or a business meeting where there's lots and lots of people, don't just handwrite your badge and slap it on with a sticker. Have a custom-made badge. I have two in my briefcase all the time, so that I can pull one out and put it on.
And this is like a metal magnetized type of thing that you put on your lapel or whatever, and it's got your company name like a stylized name tag with your company name and your name on it. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, I've got a plastic one and a metal one in my briefcase,
That's a good idea, folks. It's a really good idea. We've had those too. I think I've actually lost mine now. The one I did have, but those are great.
Yeah, and you know, you've got your company logo on it. It's done professionally. It looks good. It's you know, subtle but professional.
Right, it needs to be classy, right? I mean, don't, yeah. It doesn't. Don't get the one with the flashing lights. I don't recommend that. Do you, Ivan?
Yeah, I don't either. And you know, I make some of my BNI members upset over this because we have some members who do literally flashing lights. Have you ever seen the badge that is like a billboard that is moving? You know, it's got like photographs.
We all love obnoxious things, don't we?
No, obnoxious
never gets old, does it, Ivan?
I'll defer that comment because I have members who sell them. But I think that they're distracting. So if you're going to use something like that, I'd still wear a regular badge. I met somebody who had his regular badge, and he had one of those moving sidewalk kinds of badges where
it's
just flashing. Well, at least you could actually see the guy's name because he was wearing a regular badge. So I have mixed feelings about those badges that we're describing there.
Let me stick one other thing in here, and we're going to go to a break. You know when you go to a conference and they give you the lanyard that you put around your neck with your name on it?
Yeah.
You ever notice that those things are either always way down over your belly button or they're always flapped over the wrong way where you can't see what his name is? I always use, if there's a little clip that holds that thing on, I take the lanyard off. I'm sorry to the sponsors, but I take the lanyard off and I clip the name on my lapel so it never does that. And so they don't have to look at my navel to see my name. Or wonder what my name is.
Yes, that's true. And in the book that I did not long ago, Business Networking and Sex, about the gender, it actually complains that women have because it draws men's eyes to the wrong place.
Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.